well, I'm not going to do that. And you might say, well, me either. Or
I'm not either.
Blank am I, what would you say?
Count me out or something like that.
Did you ever say?
I just don't want to do it.
Neither?
I wouldn't.
You ever use that word?
What?
Neither?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it neither.
Okay.
You did the word many a time. That's a southern word.
Now, when you felt like you were getting a little something, you might put your head on you. How would you check the temperature?
How would I check it?
Yeah.
I'd put a thermometer on my tongue.
Well, you know, just a way to check it real quick.
It'd feel your head.
Feel your what?
Forehead. Forehead.
Awesome.
And check my pulse. Fever make your pulse fast.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Have you ever had a doctor feel your pulse?
No, I haven't.
You ever been sick?
Yeah.
Been in the hospital?
Yeah, a couple times. I had to feel my pulse. That's usually when I was... I don't know. I can't remember when they did it.
Well, that's when they're checking your temperature, your heartbeat. That's the way to count your heartbeat.
Now, if a person didn't know what you were saying all the time, you'd say they were what?
Hard of hearing. And they do this way.
They're what? They're...
To listen.
Folks used to be dumb and...
Deaf and dumb.
What's that?
Deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb, okay.
I knew a couple of that cat, and they raised 3 boys to be grown.
Could they talk?
Yeah, every one could talk. Smart boys. Well, the old man could say some few things, but he couldn't. He couldn't carry on a conversation. He had to talk with his hand. His wife did too.
Now, when you're talking about somebody that was kind of peculiar, somebody who did things that folks didn't know what they meant, you might say, well, I can't understand that old man. Ever since his wife died, he just lived up there in that big house by himself. He's kind of
peculiar. He don't want to be with anybody. He wants to be by himself.
Queer? Did you ever say that?
Huh?
Did you ever say queer?
Queer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we say queer lots of times.
And what does that mean?
Peculiar.
Okay.
Different to most people.
And would you ever say he is a queer? What would that mean? That he's a queer. What?
Well, that just means he's not like other people. He's different.
All right. Now, what about somebody who had a hard time? You never could change his mind. You might say, when he makes up his mind, he just...
It's there.
Yeah.
He's just hard-headed.
Hard-headed? Okay.
He can't change it. He can't, and he can't live up to it. He can't see it. He never can comprehend that it's true. It's not like he thought. That's what you call a hard head.
Now, when you got somebody like that mad, you might say, now take it easy, just keep what?
Keep the temper.
Keep calm.
Just keep low. Say nothing. Cool low.
Keep calm.
Keep quiet.
What else do you say to him? We'll get out of it all right, just keep
keep calm.
Okay.